Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
As you know, on a Monday morning, we like to help out where we can, and we help in various different areas, whether it's the old aged or whether it's our furry friend. We help out in every area of life of Johannesburg and sometimes even greater South Africa. And this morning we're helping out someone who's got a rare syndrome, and it's not easy. It really isn't.
Today we are talking about a very interesting condition that I've never actually heard of before, and they say every day is a school day. And so I'm learning about something called BPIS, or the BPES syndrome, because I'm very scared to try and attempt the name of the syndrome. But it is a rare genetic condition that's impacting a beautiful little girl named Angelica. We received a letter from a lady named Leanne who told us about this beautiful young family, the Buerta family. And we're joined on the line this morning by Angelica's mum, Ednarin. And hopefully you're going to help us better understand what's going on with Angelica. Good morning, Ednarin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about the condition that Angelica has. She's only 4 years old, but she was born with this very, very specific syndrome, BPES. Tell us about it.
All right. So basically, she was born without the muscle in the eyelid that, like, she can't blink her eyes, or and her eyes cannot open wide as ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's basically it. And then also, the eye itself, it's extremely small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the narrowing of the eye opening and then the drooping of the upper eyelid.
And so it's very difficult for her to see.
Yes, it is difficult. She can't see straight in front of her like we do.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to tilt her head backwards to see straight in front of her.
Sure. I mean, that must be a really difficult thing for you to contend with as a mum, because I'm looking at this beautiful picture of her. She's a gorgeous young girl, and you've got this issue where her eyelids are making it so that it's going to impact whether or not she's able to read, how she goes to school. It's going to be a huge challenge for her in her future if it's not addressed. So how do they address the condition? What needs to happen?
Okay, so the surgeon did explain to us, so he needs to make a small cut in the inner side of the eye,
mm-hmm.
as well as the outer side, to widen up the eyes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He also needs to make a cut in the eyelid itself to create the crease that she doesn't have at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and to open up the eye a bit more. And then he also needs to attach a small muscle mm. from the eyebrow to the lid to give her that lift so that her eye can open normally or as normal as possible like ours.
So this is really complicated surgery, but once it's done, she'll have much better vision and she'll be able to enjoy school and enjoy socializing and learning.
Yes. Yeah, so it will be a challenge in school because she won't be able to see straight in front, like on the board. She will have to tilt her head backwards to see what is on the board.
And of course, we know that children can be unintentionally cruel, so this would make a huge difference to her. And as a mom to you, I'm sure it will make you feel so much better if she has the surgery.
Yes. So she's also at the age where she's starting to ask, and she always says, "Mom, when are you going to make my eyes a little bit bigger?"
Oh, baby.
She's at that age where she also knows she looks different than her friends. Yeah.
So in the letter that Leanne sent to us, she's detailed, you know, the great cost that this has come at, that it's going to come to. And I think the really difficult thing for me is, you know, we pay a lot of money for us to have insurances, medical, this, that, and it's just not being covered by any of the people who you would hope would be able to cover you, to the value of 92,000 rand. And so I know that we've been told that you've been doing fundraising efforts as well. You've managed to raise like 26,000, but it is so important that Angelica has this surgery. It's going to be life-changing for her. And so hopefully Reverend Shona can make you smile this morning.
And so here at Hot 107 and Hot Cares, we've been deeply moved by this. We don't think any child should have to struggle with something that can actually be corrected. And we're going to make sure that the cost is not what stands in the way of Andalika's future. And so we're pleased to let you know we're going to be covering the balance of that, the $66,000 you need, giving her the chance to see the world clearly and step confidently into the next part of her life.
Sure. Thank you so much.
So she can have that surgery as soon as possible.
All right. She is booked. She is booked for the 21st of October. So, yeah, we were just trying to raise the funds so that it can be payable on the 20th.
No, wonderful. You know, I love that your family has been working hard. You've managed to raise the money. You booked the surgery in faith. And like Reverend Shona said, our listeners are probably the most generous in the world, if not just in Joburg. So Hot 102.7 listeners and Hot Cares are making it so that Andalika has the best chance. So all the best. And we look forward to seeing her on the other side.
Yes, we can't wait to see photos of her and to hear how well she's doing.
I will let you guys know.
And so Edna Reen, I just want to say that we are definitely praying for you. And I know how difficult it is to have a child who has needs. And so you'll be in our thoughts and prayers, and all the best.
Thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. And there it is, another moment of making a meaningful difference here on Hot 102.7.
And Reverend Shona, of course, will be back on Wednesday morning as we once again try and help out. And don't forget, our big Teddy-thon's on the way as well. That's on the 30th of this month.
Yeah, the end of this month. We'll be back at Puppuccino's Broadacres doing what we do best. It is all the way through the day so that we can make stories like this possible. It's your generosity and your generosity alone that makes it possible for us to reach out and make the meaningful difference. So we're looking forward to seeing you there.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
As you know, on a Monday morning, we like to help out where we can, and we help out in various different areas, whether it's the old age or whether it's our furry friend. We help out in every area of life of Johannesburg and sometimes even greater South Africa. And this morning we're helping out someone who's got a rare syndrome, and it's not easy. It really isn't.
Today we are talking about a very interesting condition that I've never actually heard of before. And they say every day is a school day. Mm-hmm. And so I'm learning about something called BPES, or the BPES syndrome, because I'm very scared to try and attempt the name of the syndrome. But it is a rare genetic condition that's impacting a beautiful little girl named Andalika. We received a letter from a lady named Leanne who told us about this beautiful young family, the Buerta family. And we're joined on the line this morning by Andalika's mum, Edna Reen. And hopefully you're going to help us better understand what's going on with Andalika. Good morning, Edna Reen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about the condition that Andalika has. She's only 4 years old, but she was born with this very, very specific syndrome, BPES. Tell us about it.
All right. So basically, she was born without the muscle in the eyelid that, like, she can't blink her eyes and her eyes cannot open wide as ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that's basically it. And then also the eye itself, it's extremely small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the narrowing of the eye opening and then the drooping of the upper eyelid.
And so it's very difficult for her to see.
Yes, it is difficult. She can't see straight in front of her like we do. Mm-hmm. She needs to tilt her head backwards to see straight in front of her.
Sure. And I mean, that must be a really difficult thing for you to contend with as a mum, because I'm looking